Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Truma Daf Ayin Gimel, and we are starting Ayin Beis Amud Beis about two lines off from the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah of Chulim Shayu Truma L'Sech Piyam V'Chulu. And in the Vilna Sura Daf, it's right at the beginning of Mem Aleph Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Maris Mirim Sara Bas Rabbi Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So this part of the Mishnah is telling us that we have people that are eating Truma. For example, a woman who was married to a Kayin, or an Eved of a Kayin, or a Kayin himself. And while they're in the middle of chewing, they found out that they're not eating Truma anymore. The Eved found out that he was freed, or that his master died, or the Kayin found out that he was a Ben Grusha Ben Chal. So we had a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar said they're allowed to swallow what they started chewing, whereas Rabbi Yeshua said they have to spit it out. So Rabbi Yechon says, Ma pelikin, what's a machlokes be'eved ve'isha? Only by an eved and isha, because they started eating it beheter. Aval b'shar dvarim, but with other things, for example, the kain that found out that he was a ben grusha ben chalutza, Rabbi Elazar might, even Rabbi Elazar agrees that he has to spit it out, because he really was never allowed to eat it in the first place. Ayin gimel hamal alf on top, Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Masnisu Amar Kain, our Mishnah says that as well. Because our Mishnah gives the following examples. Aynai deshu tevel, that a person was eating food and it turns out that it was tevel, and my Sarishan shalina to Trumas. Or is Master Shane that never had the Truma taken off of it, or Master Shane of Hektish Niftu, or Master Shane in Hektish that weren't redeemed, and Rebbe Elazar Palig, Rebbe Elazar doesn't argue over there, and he agrees that it has to be spat out. And that's because when the person started eating it, it wasn't beheter. These things were never allowed to be eaten. So we see Rebbe Elazar agrees in this case. Now we just ask my time with Rebbe Elazar, what's Rebbe Elazar's reasoning that a person is allowed to swallow it? Mishum Sheshcho beheter, because they started beheter. And Tanur Rebbe Nassan says, Loishai Rebbe Elazar Aimer Mishum Sheshcho beheter, if the reason why Rebbe Elazar says that the person is allowed to swallow it is not because they started eating it beheter, Eloshai Rebbe Elazar Omer halos kabalua. It's just that Rebbe Elazar holds that when a person is chewing something, it's as if it's swallowed already. And therefore, the moment they start chewing the truma, it's as if it's already been swallowed, so they're allowed to physically actually swallow it if they want. We'll continue after Shabbos Kain. It's also like this in regards to Shabbos. If a person put food in their mouth, started chewing it, and then went outside into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, they don't have to spit it out because it's like they swallowed it already. And after Pesach Kain is the same thing on Pesach. If a person started chewing chametz on Pesach, he doesn't have to spit it out. I have chametz in my mouth, it's like he swallowed it already. And he was already over the Isser. It's important to note that. And after Yom Kippurim Kain, it's the same thing on Yom Kippur. If he started chewing, it's like he swallowed it and he was over the Isser already. And Afba Nazir Kain, same thing with a Nazir who's eating something he's not allowed to. And Afba Nevelos Kain, also with a person who's eating Nevela. And Afba Trefes Kain, and Afba Shkatsim Kain, and Afba Ramasim Kain. With all these types of things, if a person starts chewing disgusting bugs or creepy crawlies, it's already considered like he swallowed it, and so he was already over the Isser, according to Rebbe Elazar. And now once we start talking about Shkatsim, we continue with that. Rebbe Chiya says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Hashaychet Behema, if a person shechts an animal, umatzaba sheket, and he finds a sheket, which is like a bug or some sort of disgusting thing inside its lung, asar bachila. He's not allowed to eat that. My time, of why is that? That's because the pasuk tells us behema bebehema sechelu. And what do we learn from here? V'loy sheketz bebehema sechelu. You're not allowed to eat a sheketz that's found in an animal. Now we're going to see this drasha a little bit later on in the Gemara as well, but let's explain it over here. The full pasuk is v'chol behema mafreses parsa v'shoisas shasa shtei parasos malas geira ba behema sechelu. So we have the word behema, and then we have the word ba behema, and then we have the word sechelu. So the drasha from here is that if we find an animal inside an animal, we're allowed to eat it. For example, let's say we shecht a cow, and we find a fetus inside this cow, which looks like an animal. Maybe it looks like a cow. Maybe it has some sort of form of another animal that's allowed to be eaten because the pasuk says behema inside a behema. And what we had just learned is that we're excluding a sheketz. A sheketz found in an animal, even if it grew, germinated is really the proper word, inside the animal, still it's asur because it doesn't fit within the pasuk of behema ba behema. So Rabbi Yonah said, Rabbi Shai asked the following question, ma beino, what's the difference between this case, lebein zizin shabadashim, in the case of finding a gnat of sort inside lentils, yutushin, which is another type of gnat or bug that's found inside klisin, or the tolayin shabit tamarim shabit gregrais, different worms that are found in tamarim and gregrais, and all these situations we are allowed to eat this bug. So the answer is taman begufein hain. In all these scenarios that we just mentioned, the bug germinates inside the fruit itself, so it's considered part of the fruit. Ram hacha, however, over here in a begufai, this bug that was found in the animal is not actually part of the animal; it came from outside, and therefore it's not allowed to be eaten. We continue with something similar, this time talking about bugs that are found in fish, which germinate from inside the fish itself. Adain sirum or yasa, this fish brine there has bugs in it, so ad shalo yatzlil, before it's filtered out, shari, once permitted to eat the bugs that are found inside because they're from the fish. Whereas midhut salil, usr, once it's been filtered out and then there's bugs found inside, it's usr to eat them because clearly the bugs were filtered and then they fell back in, so they're not considered like they're part of the fish anymore and they came from outside. And similarly, we continue, dam shal kikar, if a person finds blood on his bread, gardai va'ichloi, he has to scrape off that piece of bread that has the blood on it and then he could eat the bread. Vimahayim bein shinov, however, if the blood is still in between his teeth, it's still in his mouth, maybe he had bleeding gums or something like that, he could eat that blood, and he doesn't have to be chayshesh that people are going to think he's eating blood because they can't see the blood. It's still inside his mouth. Continue with this, sheketz shebezizin, ubezbuzin, ubehagazin, ubeshkatzim, uberimasim, all these different types of bugs that are found in different fruits. Yachlo, you might think, bezman shehein bepri, that it's usher to eat them when they're inside the fruit. Tamalem, the pasuk says, tamei mehein, they're tamei, and we learn from here, bezman shehein befnei atzman, that's only if they're by themselves, they're separate, they're outside of the fruit already, so then they're usher to eat. but not when they're still inside the pre, again, because they germinated from inside the pre itself, so they don't yet have the status of a bug that's usher. Now, Yachal, you might think that afil yatzav v'chazru, even if they left the fruit and went back in, that you'd be allowed to eat them, because now they're in the fruit again. So Tam Alamer, the Pasuk says, Tameim Heim, they're Tamei, v'afil yatzav v'chazru, and that tells us, even if they went out and went back in, they're still Tamei, because they already left the fruit. Now, Chibar Ashi says, B'shem Rav, afil yatzav asfas oichel, even if they just went out at the edge of the food, just poked their head out of the apple, v'chazru, then they went back in. All right, ilu asurim, they're still asur. Ayin gimel and beis on top, going back to something found inside an animal after it's shechted. Abba Bar Avuna says, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hashoicha behemo matzah b'chazir, if a person shechts a kosher animal and he finds a form inside it that looks like a chazir, a pig, mutar b'chila, it's allowed to be eaten because it's the form of an animal. And as we learned in the pasuk, it says behemo b'behemo. Whereas yaina asur b'chila, if he finds the form of a pigeon or the form of a bird inside this animal, it's asur b'chila, even though this is a kosher bird. And my time, well, what's the difference? That's because behemo b'behemo seichel, the pasuk says, and we learn from here that it's only if we find the form of an animal inside a kosher animal that form's allowed to be eaten. V'loy oif b'behemo seichelu, v'loy shekets b'achila, and not if the form of a bird is found inside an animal, and not if a shekets, something disgusting, is found inside this animal. In all these scenarios, one is not allowed to eat it. And last, explaining the Mishnah, we said, oishetom tam pishpesh v'chulu, if a kohen's eating truma and he tastes a pishpesh, which is some sort of bug, so he's allowed to and should spit out the truma, and there's no issue of him wasting truma over here. And the Gemara clarifies, v'loy seif davar pishpesh, it's not ultimately that it has to be that he tastes that there's a bug there. Even if he tastes anything in his mouth that a person is disgusted by, even if it's not a bug and it's not something that's usur, he's allowed to spit out the truma, and it's not considered like he's ruining truma and wasting it. And moving on to brand new halacha, halacha beis. And before we begin the Mishnah, let's remind ourselves that a person is allowed to eat produce in arai fashion without having to take off truma samaisris, which means as long as he's eating it in a snacking fashion and it hasn't yet reached a kvias for maisris, it hasn't yet reached that stage where it's chayv and maiser, so he's allowed to continue snacking from it. However, once it reaches a stage of kvias for maisris, so he's not allowed to eat from it, even in an arai fashion. And one of these places is a chatzer. So when the person's out in the field or out in the gina, he's allowed to pick grapes off the clusters and eat them, no problem, no necessity to take off maiser. But the moment he walks into the chatzer with them, he would have to take off maiser. So now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, hay eichel be'eshkol, a person snacking on a cluster of grapes, which he's allowed to, and he doesn't have to take off maiser, v'nichnas min ha'gina l'chatzer, and then he walks from the gina to the chatzer. So now there's a kvias for maisris, but he's in the middle of eating these grapes. So Reb Lezer, Amir Reb Lezer says, yigmar. Don't worry, he could finish the entire cluster. Rabbi Shua says, lo yigmar, he's not allowed to finish eating them, he has to take off maaser. The mission continues something similar that has to do with Shabbos. Chashecha leili Shabbos. As it became dark Friday night, and now it's Shabbos. And we know that Shabbos is kaveh for maaser. Even if we have something that's not yet chayv in maaser, the moment that it hits Shabbos, it's automatically chayv in maaser. So we have the same situation. Late Friday afternoon, this guy starts munching on a cluster of grapes that's not chayv in maaser yet, and now it becomes Shabbos. Is he allowed to continue eating them? So Blazer Amar Yigmar, Blazer says he's allowed to finish it. Whereas Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua says, lo yigmar, he's not allowed to finish it. Sagmar tells us, Tamatanin over there, we learned the Mishnah, Maseches Maaseres, Gefen Shina Tua B'chatzer. We have a grapevine which is planted in a chatzer itself. And remember, we said that a chatzer is kaveh for maaser. No problem, says the Mishnah, Noitel as kol ha'eshkol, a person is allowed to take the entire cluster of grapes and eat it in an arai fashion, and he doesn't have to take off maaser, v'chein b'rimoin. Same thing with a pomegranate. He could detach a pomegranate from the tree that's growing in the chatzer and eat the whole thing normally, v'chein b'avatiach. Same thing with a melon. Divrei Reb Tarfon, that's what Reb Tarfon says. And Rabbi Kiva argues with him and holds that no, since it's in the chatzer, he's not allowed to detach the entire cluster. He's only allowed to eat it in a real arai fashion, which means he has to take off one grape at a time from the cluster while it's still attached to the vine, or he has to cut open the pomegranate while it's still attached to the tree and take off one seed at a time, and the same thing with the melon. He's not allowed to detach the entire thing and eat it, because by then it's already chayv and meiser, because he's in a chatzer. Then we analyze Shitas Reb Tarfon. Reb Zaira says, the name Reb Chiyu said, B'shem Reb Yochanan, I Reb Tarfon and Reb Elazar. Either Reb Tarfon holds like Reb Elazar, that since a person started eating it beheter, he's allowed to continue, and therefore, since a person's allowed to take one grape off the cluster, he could just take the whole cluster and continue eating it. Or alternatively, we could say that Reb Tarfon doesn't hold like Reb Elazar, he has a totally different reason why a person's allowed to eat the entire cluster of grapes, for example, without having to take off maaser. That's because Reb Tarfon oisek tzias ha'oichel ketchilasoi. Reb Tarfon treats the end of the food like the beginning. In other words, he treats the entire achila of the food as one, and therefore the first grape and the last grape are considered like the same thing. And the same way he's allowed to eat the first grape, so he's allowed to eat the last grape, because again, it's all like the same thing. Now Reb Ila says in Reb Yasa, who says b'shem Reb Yechanan, a slightly different version of what Reb Tarfon holds. Oy Reb Tarfon Krib Liazer. Either we could say that Reb Tarfon holds a Krib Liazer, that once a person started eating beheter, he's allowed to continue eating, even though now it's technically chayv in maaseres. Or alternatively, we could say Reb Tarfon oisa achilo achas sheish ba shtayim u'shalosh achilos ke'achilo achas. Reb Tarfon treats one eating that really has two or three eatings in it like one eating. In other words, when we have a cluster of grapes, for example, so there's a number of portions in this cluster. You don't eat the whole thing at once. You eat one or two grapes at a time. And so we could say that Reb Tarfon treats all these different eatings like one eating, and therefore he's allowed to eat all these grapes on the cluster, or the entire pomegranate, or the entire melon, without having to take Maaser off. And so these are the two different options of what Reb Tarfon holds. Now just going back to our Mishnah, Ma Tamei Reb Elazar, what's Reb Elazar's reasoning that when a person is eating grapes in the Gina, and he doesn't have to take Maaser off of them, and then he walks into the Chatzar, technically being Mechayev them in Maaseres, he's still allowed to continue eating them. And the same thing Erev Shabbos, he's eating these grapes Erev Shabbos, and they're not Chayev in Maaser, and then it turns to Shabbos, so automatically there's a Kvias for Maaseres, Reb Elazar says he's allowed to continue eating them. So the Gemara tells us, as we learned in Amud Aleph, Mishum Sheheschol by Beheter, because he started eating them Beheter, so he's allowed to continue eating them, even though technically they're Chayev in Maaser. However, Tani, we have a Braiser, Reb Nasan, and Reb Nasan says, Loisha Amar Reb Elazar Mishum Sheheschol by Beheter. It's not that Reb Elazar holds, since he started Beheter, he's allowed to continue eating them Beheter. We have a totally different understanding of what Reb Elazar meant in the Mishnah when he said, Yigmar, you could finish it. He didn't mean Yigmar, that you could finish eating the cluster of grapes right now. El, or rather, Reb Elazar Omer, what Reb Elazar was telling us is that Yamtin ad Matzei Shabbos, he can wait till Matzei Shabbos, and then he can continue eating it in Arai fashion without having to take off Maaser. Or until he goes out of the Chatzar, and then he can continue. In other words, the Chiddush of Reb Elazar is not that he's allowed to continue eating it right now. It's that once Shabbos is over, this cluster of grapes reverts back to its original state it was in before Shabbos, and it's not Chayv in Maaser anymore, which is a Chiddush, because Shabbos was Kaveh for Maaser already. Still, Reb Elazar says that no, once we're at Matzei Shabbos, it goes back to being Pater for Maaser, and he's allowed to continue eating it then. Or when he walks inside the Chatzar from the Gino with his cluster of grapes, he's not allowed to eat it inside the Gino because it was already Kaveh for Maaser. But if he turns around and walks out of the Chatzar, so it goes back to its original state, and he's allowed to continue eating it over there. And again, that's what Reb Elazar was telling us in the Mishnah, according to this Braisa, and not that he's allowed to continue eating it in the Chatzar or on Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.